Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen, this is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen!
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
You know what I'm saying? My homie J-Cat and the homie Eric.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
I had an allergic reaction and took medicine and pretty much knocked the fuck out over a fucking migraine headache. So yeah, that's what happened.
Happens to the best of them, you know. What can you do?
Of course. And your co-host is the best. So yeah, the best co-host around.
At least he thinks so. That's, you know, that's what counts.
By the way, just so everyone knows, this is not going to be a show where we're going to have 5,000 people call in and all we're going to hear is fucking rants. We're not going to do any blog TV fucking bullshit either. So, yeah.
Of course. Juan's
in the chat room. Juan just came to the chat room.
Okay, shout out to Juan and all of that. we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. You're going to notice, you know, during the night, there's somewhat of a theme to what we're doing tonight. The clips are going to have somewhat of a theme. It's really going to be very, very obvious once we play the first clip, and I'll leave everything alone until we do hit that first clip, and then I'll enter the topic. But we do have a lot of wrestling to talk about. They had a WWE pay-per-view go on over the weekend. They actually did, even though that's funny. They actually did. And,
Did they run a show seven times?
Yes, they did. And, they ran a pay-per-view. A bunch of different things happened. We'll get into that later because I really don't want to step on it. And in a few minutes, we're going to have our good friend Reggie call in. You know, for some hilarity, and we'll just see how that goes.
And maybe you'll get Reggie-fied. How about that?
Yeah. Well, let's hope not. one thing I just wanted to, you know, get into quick, because we did, you know, promote it last week, and we talked about the Super 8. And, man, I called Sami Callihan. I think Eric called Adam Cole. And surprise winner, Tommaso Ciampa. So, hey, man, I said the guy's a beast. He's a great, powerful wrestler. I would like to see him back in CZW and see more of him on the indies overall. So, a lot of times, ECWA in their Super 8, they'll put over the guy that you don't expect. And then a year or two later, they're a huge name. And ECWA gets to say, hey, look what we did with him back then. So it does make sense. I do give them credit for doing that. You know, they had best of the best finals on the very first match of the night in Adam Cole versus Sami Callihan. What's that?
Who went over that match? So who went over in that
Adam
match?
Cole. Adam Cole. Sami Callihan went out first round. Adam Cole went all the way to the finals to lose to Tommaso in the finals. But yeah, man, some pretty big stuff. I mean, I believe who did Tommaso fight first round? I don't remember. Second round, I believe he beat Austin Aries.
Wow.
Yeah, I could be wrong on that because I briefly read the results. I didn't get a chance to see this show, but Austin Aries, you know, made it past the first round. So he either fought Adam Cole or Tommaso. As a matter of fact, I think he may have fought Adam Cole. And because second round, I believe, was Shima Zion and Blank. And
was it Shockwave?
Yeah.
Shockwave was Shock. By the way, we want to welcome to the chat room Lane, Insane Lane.
Awesome, awesome. Good to see him. Yeah, I'm going to get into some stuff, you know, pertaining to Lane's current situation and the stuff going on with radio shows over there. Lane's, you know, he's a great guy. And whether you know him as Lane Marks, you know, the real man, or you know him as his wrestling persona, Insane Lane, I mean, you get what you expect out of that guy. You know, he's a stand-up guy either way. You know, politics in this business, it really, you know, has burned bridges and has just really caused more havoc than it's worth. I mean, the bullshit that goes on in wrestling is so far deeper than the actual sport that it was meant to be that it's ridiculous. You know, it really is. I mean, there's some promoters out there that they couldn't compete if they fucking wanted to, you know, and then the few guys that they have that are actually marketable and might actually get their company noticed, they don't treat right, you know, and you get that all over the place. And sometimes you get companies that are so loaded up with talent that they don't know which one to push. They don't know which one to, you know, give the right rub to. And in the end, they lose a lot of, you know, reputation. They lose a lot of relationships. A lot of relationships go bad and they lose, you know, opportunities. So independent wrestling, you know, and obviously the big leagues are the same way on a bigger level, but independent wrestling is some very, very hard things to deal with. I'm so glad I didn't go any further with my wrestling when I, you know, I trained for a few months, well, over 10 years ago now. And, you know, it was a good experience. It definitely helped me respect the guys who do it. But I didn't get anywhere near far enough to even deal with the politics that these guys have to deal with, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
I mean, let's be honest with you. Sometimes it's bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit. A lot of nice guys get fucked over, and it's undeserving. You know what I'm saying? When these guys
of
are
course.
Fucking, sometimes some of these guys are making $100 a fucking, you know, a show, and they're having to deal with bullshit that people making fucking, you know, at the top of the fucking game are fucking making a fortune, but they have to deal with the same bullshit. This is fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't know if I should be able to say this kind of stuff, but fucking everybody just needs to fucking realize that, I mean, the assholes that fucking start this bullshit need to realize this is independent wrestling. It's supposed to be about getting fucking to the next stage. You know, if you're fucking causing more problems, you shouldn't be in the wrestling business. You should be sitting at home and being a fan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's for sure. But honestly, you know, wrestling is something that should be very welcome to as many people that want to get involved with it, as many people who want to try to make it a bigger, wider spread sport. The problem is, you know, the more chefs in the kitchen, the more likely you are to fuck up the meal, you know, and that's just,
right.
I guess, you know, it's par for the course, comes with the territory. It's just something that you're going to have to deal with. It's unfortunate because, like you said, you know, some of the best guys in the business get treated wrong because, you know, they're in that wrong space. And I'm going to get more specific about the whole situation. I just don't want to step on it because, you know, our buddy Reggie is going to call in a few minutes. And I'll bullshit with him for a minute. And then, you know, we'll get back to that topic because there was a show the other day that came on. And it was mostly... Just to, you know, preface what I'm going to talk about a little bit later is it was mostly surrounding IWA Deep South. Well, it was completely surrounding IWA Deep South. It was a pretty terrible radio show other than, you know, my friend Lane over there who actually speaks logic. These guys said it's some of the most fraudulent, stupid shit. And as a fan, I got to call them out on it. I mean, there's just no way that any of that shit is really legitimate. You know, you could be a wrestler and you could think that this company is as good as this company, but, you know, everything on the table is, it's very, very obvious what the truth is. And, there were just a few things said that I'm really going to have to just rip apart because I can't let that shit lie that, like that. So, anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot. I listened to a little bit of that and I was kind of very... I mean, Lane did, you know, Lane's smart, you know, smart guy. And,
absolutely.
You know, that kind of, the kind of bullshit that he was dealing with is fucking retarded. Like this is fucking, retarded. Like, not even, like, I don't know what to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree. A couple of side notes real quick, I think I may have mentioned last week, if not, that Jay Lethal had gotten released from TNA. So, you know, he's going to be up for indie bookings. He's back to ROH any minute now. And
he's already announced for Best in the World in New York. I don't know when they...
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, it's always good to see guys back on the indie scene, you know, that you were missing seeing, and, you know, in certain areas and everything like that. But it was great to see him on my TV face-to-face cutting promos against Ric Flair. When he did that whole Ric Flair segment, I mean, it gave you chills. When you've seen this guy, you know, 19 years old in, you know, Rawway or Elizabeth or, you know, everywhere he was wrestling with Jersey All Pro, and you seen him back then, his parents screaming their lungs.
Yeah, his parents screaming.
From the bleachers, and, you know, and then to see him on TV doing a completely spot-on Ric Flair imitation in front of Ric Flair, and, I mean... It's really hard to top that type of thing. I mean, that was really, really special for, you know, indie fans, and I'm sure, you know, far more than any indie fan, those same parents screaming in the bleachers how they felt when they saw that and how Jay Lethal felt himself as still a very young guy in the business and having the opportunity to work face-to-face and cut promos on the Nature Boy Ric Flair. And you could say what you want about his, yeah, of course. And what you could say about, you know, his later years in the business and what's going on with him now, it's taken for what it is. But either way, he's still Ric Flair. And as a wrestler, to get in the ring with him, that's huge. That's fucking huge. So,
he'll be
is Reggie
able,
on the line
I mean,
yet?
No, he's not.
He's, you know,
I wonder now that Jay Lethal's back on the indie scene, if you're gonna see Lethal's parents again. I just wonder.
Oh, of course you will. Yeah, of course you will. They're a staple anywhere, and you know he was still working Jersey All Pro where he was able to, and you definitely always seen his parents, you know, representing out there. You know, there's a few of those guys that you see in the business, and Jay Lethal was always one of them. Back in the Sewell days, you know, CCW Sewell days was definitely Mama and Papa Briscoe. And, you know, they had gotten involved, you know, Papa Briscoe has gotten involved to the point of actually getting in the ring with them and stuff like that as of late. But, those guys, you know, their parents have always been hugely supportive. I mean, it's really cool to see that, because you really don't see that much of it. Maybe some of their parents do show up as young wrestlers and they're in the back and you really don't see them. But these guys, you know, they sat in the crowd with everybody else. And, you know, I've met both sets of parents, and they're generally really, really nice people. So, it's just, I expect to see them back for sure in the crowd. It's not a work. It's, you know, they're really supportive of their kids. So that's great to see.
Right.
Speaking of people's kids, WWE had just released this week the other DiBiase, which I thought that was pretty silly. I mean, I think he blew out his knee or some shit like that. But apparently there was a third DiBiase. So you had Ted DiBiase Jr., and then the other one, I forget his name offhand, but he was in Florida Championship, and originally the plan was to team him up with Ted DiBiase Jr., and Michael McGillicuddy, you know, Mr. Perfect's son, and they were going to be the Fortunate Sons or something like that. And apparently he blew out his knee, so they said, we ain't got time to wait, so they released him. Personally, I would let the guy's knee heal. I'd release Ted DiBiase Jr. and see where you go from there, but that's not my business to run, what can you say?
Alrighty, you've been waiting for a little bit for this, and you know who's on the line.
Welcome to the show, Reggie.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Cool. We figured we'd bring you on, bullshit with you in a little bit. You know, we've been seeing a lot of you lately from you lost your spot on your radio show, and you know, I'm sorry to see that. We were rooting for you over here on Yakuza Kick, and just didn't work out. But it comes with the territory. You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
I figured I'd get your opinions on a few things. What do you think about China entering TNA?
I just can't believe it. As Kurt Angle's mistress, I would have hyped her up a different way, but, you know, that's TNA for you.
Do you think TNA could do anything with her, or do you think this is just another drug addict under contract?
Drug addict under contract.
Look at her,
she's an alcoholic. So.
Yeah, we hope not. I mean, we hope that she's able to do something with herself at this point, but, you fear that. I mean, and a guy like Kurt Angle, who's done some pretty bad offs, you know, off the mat things lately with his career. Just kind of a scary acquisition to see happen, but we hope for the best. And I don't know what they're going to do. Karen Angle, what are they going to match Karen Angle against? China? Or are we going to get another good housekeeping match out of Jeff Jarrett and China?
Surely hope not. And I don't even know why TNA is bringing in these people that nobody wants to see. I wanted to see the young talent in TNA, not these old, washed-up has-beens, never-was people.
Right. And as we had just mentioned, we were just talking about it, you know, they just released Jay Lethal.
And
you know, and they released him, and they just brought back Chris Harris as well.
I guess that's a good thing. I don't know. Well, what can Chris Harris do?
Absolutely nothing. Chris Harris is boring as fuck. That's why he got fucking released from fucking WWE. Brandon Walker, that fucking bum.
Yeah, he more or less. I mean, the guy, he got more credit than he deserved, in my opinion, with that whole America's Most Wanted thing. Those guys got pushed to the stars. I don't know what they were doing for who in the back in TNA, but the guy never left developmental once the WWE signed him. So I just can't imagine exactly what went on there. So they'd rather, you know, get rid of Jay Lethal and sign this guy. And that's just a mystery to me why they would do that. So Reggie, listen, we've seen a lot of your stuff online. We played your videos, and I wanted to ask you about this Mr. Advice thing.
Yeah.
Where do you find these guys?
I don't know. I just ask them, send me advice, and they do it. You know, they ask me their questions that they need help on. I take every question seriously, and I answer it. You know.
Right. The most outstanding one would be by far the teddy bears.
Yes.
What do you think's going on over there? It really.
I think that guy was kind of off that day, you know.
That day, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Reggie, he gave advice to a guy that decided to sleep with his girlfriend's teddy bear. So
I saw that Reggie, during the video, actually brought out a teddy bear during the video and was questioning how you could do that kind of stuff with a teddy bear.
I was just shocked. Shocking.
Did you confiscate that teddy bear from the guy that was getting with the teddy bears, or...?
No, I didn't. That's okay. My teddy bear.
Are you
okay? That teddy bear is untouched,
sure?
Right?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Reggie? Are you sure?
Yes, it's untouched. Never been touched.
That's a virgin teddy bear. All right, then.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. I don't want no foul play with that teddy bear over there. Another thing you had mentioned online, and I kind of wondered, I really got to get your honest opinion and reasoning behind your statement. You had mentioned that Muhammad Ali is overrated. How so?
Because people praise this guy to the moon, and you know, when you look at his match in 1976 in Japan against Antonio Inoki, and Antonio Inoki literally destroyed Muhammad Ali in that match.
Okay, I mean, can you really literally base Muhammad Ali's career off of that, though? With, you know, the matches he's had against George Foreman, Smoking Joe Frazier, countless guys that he had, you know, taken down. Do you base your statement on the Antonio Inoki match?
No, but what they say about Muhammad Ali is kind of overrated, you know? You see all his guys.
Why? No, I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut on that one. Anyway,
this past Monday, a lot of the people were out celebrating a big monumental occasion, The Rock's birthday. How did you celebrate that, Reggie?
I really didn't even know about it. To tell you the truth.
Strange. Who is your favorite old-school wrestler?
Antonio Inoki.
Antonio Inoki.
Yes.
We also wanted you to, you know, because you got a show coming up. You're about to launch a new show that you're doing. I believe it's in June or July?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it in July if I believe
it
works.
And it's called MMA Soup. Where did you come up with the title for that show?
I don't know. It's kind of going to be like we be kind of roasting, kind of joking on MMA fighters, like what happens in the news, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like wrestling suit, but about...
Yeah, that's our buddies over there. You could even throw a spin on it, you know, and make it like a wrestling stir fry, and then, you know, you can... bring the frying pan into it, you know?
The frying pan.
You can't make soup in a frying pan, so. But, you know, what do you look to cover on wrestling, or
Wait.
What?
Sorry to cut you off there. But, hey, Reggie, I heard a rumor, and it's on the internet, so if it's on the internet, it must be true. I heard that on your first show on MMA Soup, you plan on doing a blog TV, and on that show, you're going to put your teddy bear in the frying pan and cook it. Is that true?
No, that's 40% false.
Oh, your scoops are way off, Eric. Another thing I kind of wondered, you just mentioned blog TV. Why do you subject yourself to these bashings? Why?
I have no clue. I just did blog TV.
I've seen that, and it's nothing but hate on Reggie. And that's I would never sit there for that amount of time. And you just seem to take it right in stride. So I was just wondering what your reasoning was.
I don't know, to talk to some of my fans out there, that's probably it, but you know. I kind of like the haters. The haters are fun. It's fun to see the haters.
All right. There's some pretty ignorant people on there.
Yep.
But anything else you want to put out there, Reggie?
I'm just going to say that support my new show, my new podcast, MMA Soup, which is going to be in July. It will be about MMA, a little bit about boxing, and we're going to talk about indie wrestling up there, like Japanese wrestling and Lucha Libre. So check it out.
All right, yeah, check them out. We'll keep you updated on what the link is and where he ends up and what day to check that out. So as long as it isn't 9 o'clock on Thursdays, because we can't have that, Reggie.
Yeah, that's competition.
I'm joking. So, yeah, thanks for calling in, Reg.
All right, thank you. Later, man.
All right, man.
All right.
That was what I like to call the mellow Reggie. You know, here's the problem. Reggie is a cool guy. He's very outspoken. He gets insane on the YouTube. Every time we talk to him on the internet, on our radio show, it sounds like someone hit him with horse tranquilizers before he called in. And I'm really not sure why. I don't know why. I try to, you know, get him hyped up. I try to, you know, get him like we see him on the internet. Like the Reggie we all know and love.
Like I said, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
So anyway, I got to, you know, because I danced around it too much before, I got to get into that show I just listened to the other day. And that would be something called Cheap Heat. And maybe it is Cheap Heat. Maybe it's nothing but a work. And
maybe
it's
fucking
they're just
stupid.
Well, it definitely is. But I'm thinking maybe they are just trying to get Cheap Heat off of being retarded on the internet. Some of these guys, I don't even know who they were talking. The one
did
guy
they even,
only.
Did they even run a show in 2010? Did they run a show in 2010?
Yeah, I believe so. But here's the deal. There is, like, some just, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. The guy that runs the show, he's retarded. He has no facts. He has nothing to back up anything he says. If someone says something completely false on his show, he just goes, yep, that's right. Yep.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, that, I'll tell you what. This is what this guy does for the whole show. And I just, you know, that's fine if that's how you want to run your show. You don't want to have any facts. You don't want to be a host that actually manages what's going on that's bullshit and what's going on that's real. That's fine. But a few things that have been said during the show. They had that John Rare, the little retarded kid that stabbed the guy with the box cutter down there.
Oh, yeah, that's
awesome. Yeah, you see, I don't have a problem with if guys are completely unprofessional. I'm not a wrestler, but if a guy is completely unprofessional and, in my opinion, untalented, I don't have a problem with calling him that. So he might be the nicest guy in the world, but I don't think he's professional. I don't think he's talented. You know, in discussion about this match that they did where he stabbed the other kid named Spider, not Spider Nate Webb, because I've heard of him, Spider Boudreaux. He stabbed him
Who?
In the arm. Yeah,
Who?
Exactly.
Who the fuck are these people?
Mike Jones. He
God.
Stabbed him. Yeah. Who? He stabbed him in the bicep with a box cutter. Now, there's a few things about this incident that I find really disturbing. First, when John Rare goes, when we developed that spot. Whoa. Now you're really are you fucking serious? You're sitting there talking about stabbing a guy in the arm with a box cutter and you're telling me how you developed that spot? Well, you know, I developed the shit earlier today. I don't know if you guys want to know how that broke down, but there's really not a lot to it. I developed that spot where I stuck a knife into his arm. When
this
we did
motherfucker
it,
oh my gosh!
Okay.
This motherfucker. I'm sorry. This is fucking give me another. You want me to have another migraine, right there? Bullshit. And Lane's right though. He said, "Oh man, John Rare thinks that he's like the next big thing."
Yeah, it's sad. And you know, Elaine. I mean, you know, much respect to you and everything. And I know this, you know, was a friend of yours. He kind of turned his back on you recently, but. Everything aside, you spent a lot of close time with this guy, but there's another guy that spoke shit right out of his mouth. And Freak Show decided to say, if that spot would have happened in CZW with Thumbtack Jack, everyone would have thought it was the greatest thing ever. Well, that's one of the stupidest fucking things I ever heard, because I'm a fan of Thumbtack Jack, and it's not because, oh, yeah, he brought out syringes. You know, that was cool shock value shit, but that's not something I pull my DVDs out and say, hey, you got to see what Thumbtack Jack did. I might pull the DVDs out and say, you got to see what Thumbtack Jack did, but it's about, you know, a flaming glass bump or, you know, a powerbomb on concrete blocks or an actual wrestling move that involves something very, very dangerous. Not that, oh, he stuck a syringe through DJ Hyde's cheek. That's the best thing I've ever seen. It's retarded to actually tell me that if Thumbtack Jack stabbed a guy in the arm with a fucking box cutter, I would have fucking lost my shit. But because I don't know who John Rare is, and because, you know, I don't know, fucking 10, 11 years of watching independent wrestling, I only mark for people I've heard of. That's about the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of. Seriously. Because nobody would be talking about IWA Deep South if they only watched it for people they've heard of. Nobody. How many people have actually heard of IWA Deep South? Because all the big names work there. That's crazy. Like I said, you got some shining stars in your insane lanes. You know, they'll bring in, and again, this show seemed to have a really heavy tone with shitting on the East Coast at the same time of using half their talent and calling them more or less like the big leagues of deathmatch wrestling. Well, Susie
Here's
does do this.
Here's my problem with that, though. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm getting fired up real easy.
Now, I did too. Listen to the show.
Yeah. I listened to a little bit. I fucking got tired of it. Fucking turn it off. Anyway, IWA Deep South, I fucking remember IWA Deep South, I think, for having a fucking a deathmatch tournament shut down. You know, this Kevin, whatever this fucker's name is, he says, oh, I'm good. Like, what the fuck? Like, are you giving your guys fucking thousands of dollars to do shows? Probably not. And if, you know, if that's correct, then I'll fucking never say anything. And I am getting fired up. But you know what? I know fucking Juan's like, oh, Eric getting fired up here. But, you know, this is bullshit. This is the fucking problem with the indies. There's fucking too many people saying, oh, you guys should be doing this. You guys should be doing that. Well, how much money are you getting fucking paid? Let's fucking talk that. Let's talk money.
Well, as far as money, I've always heard that that Kevin Brannon, he pays well. He pays. He doesn't stiff people.
But you
from
know
what I've heard and what I see, that the
trauma.
Only... Huh?
So what the fuck is all this, with all this drama then? What? Why does he need to start problems with guys? If he knows damn well that if he starts problems with people, people are going to say, yeah, I don't want to work for you anymore. Goodbye. Then you just lost two fucking guys, and then they could tell a friend, and you know what I'm saying? Then you can see where loyalty lies in wrestling. My opinion.
Right. Well, the thing is, I mean, if you, you know, you pay well, but you're a complete asshole, you're a fucking card-carrying clan member, you fucking go out of your way to say a bunch of shit that makes you look like you're really, really talented, and you're the one that's putting people on the map, and that's nowhere near the truth, then I don't care what you're paying the guys, eventually they're going to take a walk. And from what I can see from an outside perspective, that's exactly what's gone on.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, who else has walked out? It seems like IWA Deep South, and I don't want to show anybody who's worked in IWA Deep South, I'm shitting on management. Because it seems like IWA Deep South, yeah, you might hate Ian Ryan, but they're just trying to be another IWA. You know what I mean? I like IWA East Coast. I like IWA East Coast because, you know, Ponda
ran it. Yeah, Ponda does a good thing. Yeah, Ponda does.
And I thought his shows were really good on DVD and all types of shit. I actually have a few DVDs sitting around the house somewhere. But I like his shit, and I think he's more of a, you know, he's trying to do something different, you know, where he brought in guys like, June Kasai came in, you know, Ito, guys like that, Thumbtack Jack wrestled for him. You know,
absolutely.
He tries to bring in different people.
But here's my thing as a fan, you know, with that whole fucking spot. Here's my opinion on that whole fucking stab a guy in the arm spot. It's the same thing that I've seen a lot of workers say, too. And people that said you're hurting the business by doing something like that. These guys are still taking credit like they're innovators. Like they're the next coming because I stabbed the guy in the arm and people don't do that. You know why they don't do it? Because it's fucking stupid. The same reason you don't bring a fucking handgun to the ring and shoot somebody through the palm because, well, that would get over for being crazy. Of course it would. But what's next? You leave people with nothing next to do. And if the only thing that people are looking to see is someone hurt themselves more and more, legitimately hurt themselves more and more, guys are going to fucking lose their careers, their lives. There's not going to be anything entertaining to do within the deathmatch realm. And you could say some of that for the bigger spots, but you can work them differently. You can do different things to build. You could tease those big spots after you've done them once. You could do a lot of different, you know, psychology stuff in order for it still to exist, everything to still go forward without having to do more. Of course, it's hard. I mean, I don't envy these guys because they build such limits that is so hard to exceed that, you know, yeah, you get your fans out there saying, show me more. But the fact of the matter is when you legitimately stab a guy in the fucking arm, and the fans sit back and go, okay, what else you got?
Yeah, well, what's next? What's next?
What do you do next?
You're
not taking a
fucking
balcony bump. You're not taking a balcony bump through a fucking table. You're taking a box cutter to the arm. So, oh, shit. Maybe next show, you know, they'll pull out a machete or they'll have a dagger that's a little longer than that box cutter. Now it'll stick out the other end of his arm. Oh, shit. And then the month after that, maybe they'll cut a piece out of it, and the other guy will eat the piece off his arm. Like, it's just fucking stupid. It's stupid as shit.
And it will turn into having a fucking a handgun and shooting him in the arm.
Yeah. But like I said, it's not entertaining to me. I'm a deathmatch wrestling fan. I'm not a guy saying, oh, that guy's bleeding too much. This is out of control. Now, I'm a big deathmatch wrestling fan, but I'm also a logical person. You know, I'm a 33-year-old guy. I'm a logical person. I don't expect people to go out there and fucking stab each other legit with weapons or legitimately shoot each other or some shit like that. I'm not like, yo, someone got shot on the news. Yo, look at that spot. I wonder how he developed that spot. That's fucking two different things. That's not a spot, okay? The other thing that really stuck out to me on that spot was that this fucking retard owner swore up and down he didn't know anything about it. Now, He's not saying, I knew nothing about that, don't blame me. He's saying, I knew nothing about that, and then as soon as it happened, he's jumping up and down, running, telling Billy Graham, let me see TOD top that. Let me see TOD top that. Fucking yeehaw, fucking all sorts of happy. So, now first off, owners don't do that type of shit. In case you haven't noticed, like if you do some over-the-top hardcore shit that you didn't clear with the owner first, you're not getting booked anymore. You know, I've seen enough guys that you're like, wow, that was a crazy match. I couldn't even believe this happened or that happened. And be like, yeah, that shit wasn't cleared. You're not going to see him back here. This guy is marking out for something that someone didn't even clear with him to stab another guy in the arm. It's one of two things. It's either a complete bullshit lie that he actually obviously knew about it, which, again, was stupid for agreeing with it, or two, you're just a shit owner. Because for you to say, hey, I knew nothing about that, but when he stabbed him in the arm, I thought that was great improv. What the fuck is wrong with you? And, oh, that'll, let's see, TOD topped out. Apparently you haven't watched any of their fucking shows, because stabbing someone with said weapon has never made a TOD, has never made or break the TOD. Yeah. The, right. Like I said, the syringe incident definitely stuck out. There was fucking...
Because it was... Yeah. It was
10, 15 things in that very same show that fucking made better for me. A whole lot better for me.
Right.
And it just... I can't see where this fucking guy comes from with this. You know, I just can't see where he fucking comes from with this.
Now, Jay, now, I know you wouldn't like it, but, you know... Say this type of incident happened at Tournament of Death. How would the crowd reaction be?
You would get, you sick fuck. You would get, holy shit. You might get some CZWs. But 3 months later, no one's going to fucking mention it. And that's the bottom line. And that's the same reaction he probably got at that show. Holy shit, from his 25 people that attend the fucking show. And, oh, fucking... IWA, and you sick fuck, and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, I bet you there's fucking 5 people that were there in attendance and don't know those 2 fucking guys' names right now, because they didn't earn shit. You can't just fucking get in the business, stab somebody with a sharp object, and now you're the best deathmatch wrestler ever. You gotta be out of your mind to fucking think that, and that's the mentality that rubs off on me seeing these people talk. You know, to say it was a stupid idea, if one or both of these guys came out afterwards and said, hey, you know what, we thought it'd be a good idea, honestly, it was fucking dumb. We really shouldn't have done that. It was too far. It does hurt the business, you know. We're really just trying to stand out, and it was the wrong way to go about it. I'd respect them, and I'd continue to watch their future stuff and say, hey, you know, there was a point where I heard rumor that, the Necro Butcher wanted somebody in Japan to cut one of his fingers off, like at the first knuckle type shit. And he was willing to do that, and they told him, nah, dude, we're not fucking doing that. And I don't know whether that was true or not, but that was, you know, again, one guy saying, hey, I want to push the limits, I want to push the limits, I want to do this extra shit. And someone else saying, nah, dude, we can't go that far. You know, and if that was the case, Necro just going, all right, man, yeah, I understand. That is fucking dumb. And that was the end of it. But I had heard that was something that was tossed around on, I don't know if it was Necro's first tour of Japan, possibly. But some people get caught up in the moment. They, you know, Necro is one of the most respected and fucking, you know, top deathmatch wrestlers in the U.S. And, you know, he's accomplished so many things in his career. Yeah, I'm sure there were a lot of fucking ideas that came across his head that someone else said, nah, dude, you're fucking nuts. I ain't doing that shit. And I'm sure a lot of people have that type of thing going. But it doesn't make it where you could stab another guy in the arm and then run around and go, when we developed that spot, like, you need to develop a fucking, you must have developed a brain tumor fucking a few years before that spot, because you're out of your fucking mind. Another thing that was said, and it was hard to keep track of who was talking other than Lane, and I really couldn't pinpoint exactly who was talking at some points in this. another thing that was said, and it wasn't by Lane, but someone said CZW never caught heat for pushing the limits. And they didn't have a chat room. They had like a thing where you could just comment, and there was probably 6 comments, and I was 4 or 5 of them just going, what are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just couldn't believe it. Like, honestly, CZW got kicked out of almost every building they fucking run in. They've been banned from doing things in states. They've been fucking told you can't do this. They've been told you can't do that. Fucking Christy Whitman was shut down fucking hardcore wrestling in Jersey, and they ran a show, said it couldn't be done, and did the first 200 light tube death match in the fucking United States. And from that, Christy Whitman said, okay, you fucking come anywhere near light tubes or this or that, you're going to get sued. You know, they had to leave that shit alone. And they pushed the limits and pushed the limits, and they caught heat every fucking time. They had people come in their fucking building, fire marshals come in their fucking building, and say, we're shutting this shit down. This is a hazard. You know, you're doing shit way too close to the crowd, this and that. And fucking, they had people hold them off backstage. Fucking Zandig run out with a weed whacker, finish the fucking show in Delaware, and fucking send it home. You know what I mean? Like, they haven't caught heat for fucking shit. What are you, fucking nuts? How many different places have they run Tournament of Death? How many different fucking... Yeah, how many different fucking
states? 7 or 8
states?
Seven or eight
they started in Jersey, moved more or less home base to Philly, still ended up not being able to do the top-notch, the very furthest limits of hardcore anymore in Philly after they pushed the limits too far. And now the only way that they can do the most that they want to do on a regular basis is summer shows in Delaware outside at the fucking guy who owns its backyard. So, yeah, CZW never caught heat for pushing the limits. What a fucking retard saying stupid fucking shit, man. And these guys are supposed to be in the fucking business and know a shitload more than me as a fan. Well, unfortunately, 10 years as a fan bought me a lot more knowledge than it did your stupid ass learning how to fucking stab somebody with a box cutter.
Yeah, with a stupid box cutter and knock it over.
Oh, and another claimed innovation.
Oh,
it was quoted of, I believe, John Rare saying that Kevin Brandon innovated the Saw Death Match. And that's something that people come every year to the Carnage Cup to see what the Saw Death Match has in store now. Well, that's fucking hilarious, seeing as March 11, 2007, WXW innovated the Saw Death Match with Thumbtack Jack and Drake Younger, and fucking Thumbtack Jack had shirts made up with the fucking Saw guy on it and all of that shit. That was a fucking Thumbtack Jack fucking trademark shit right from the fucking start. So they have all the shit to say about what Thumbtack Jack could get away with, but they won't want to fucking remember when they say that they innovated some shit that they didn't. So everybody shows up year after year, because we innovated that match. Oh, did you, retard? That's fucking great. I'm so proud of you.
Absolutely not. They're fucking retarded.
Again, CZW could do this. CZW could do that. I'm not racist. I put over Pinky Sanchez. Oh wow, dude. Fucking wow.
Really? Did he really say that?
Oh, yeah,
he
said that. I can't be racist. Why would I put over that Pinky Sanchez bar? He ain't white.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking retarded? Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I respect the shit out of Lane, and I'm glad he made it to areas that got him noticed a lot more than the guys in Deep South will, because, I don't know, man. Some of these guys, they're some of just the dumbest fucking hicks that I've ever seen in my life. I just... You know, you always hope that people educate themselves and get a little better and then, just advance. You know, sometimes when people are green or they're young, they get all over their head and they talk a lot of shit and they say a lot of shit. But, I mean, these guys go fucking beyond. I mean, holy fuck, man. And then, he wants to shit on my boy Billy. And, oh, Billy said he was gonna get Freak Show and everybody else booked in CZW. Then Brent tells me he ain't even got a spot in CZW. Where's Billy now? That's what I want to know. So I said, fuck Billy. Fuck Billy. I don't need to book Billy. Wow, dude. Wow. I mean, this guy's got like a combined fucking 11 movie projects going on right now. You know? Apparently you're filming smut films over there with your fucking stabbing incidents. But, you know, Billy's got legitimate movie projects he's working on right now. And whether he's currently booked for CZW or not, he's still been booked in that fucking company more than everybody who has ever been booked in your company has combined that you didn't fucking book from idea of seeing him in CZW. And that's the bottom line, man. I just, you know, everybody who's gone to CZW got there themselves, got there through somebody with talent, not because of the fucking owner of Deep South. So I don't really understand where any of that shit gets brought up in an interview, because you really shouldn't pat yourself on the back for what you've done in Deep South. Fucking owner of Deep South. Dude, who the fuck is that?
I don't understand these fuckers, these people. And I just hope that they don't fucking go, oh, we're going to do an invasion angle of CZW.
So where they going to invade? The fucking parking lot?
Yeah, because pretty much all the motherfuckers.
They're not going to get booked into the building, so they can invade the fucking Tony Luke's cheesesteaks up the road and shit.
Maybe they'll like that shit. They might like the food there. That might be what they you know, go out and fucking say. But you know how fucking people are. They fucking just had to play real dumb and drive up to Philly and cause some problems, and hopefully they don't do that shit.
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty much, you know, I might touch on it a little bit later, but I mean, that's more or less the steam I had to let off over that little Cheap Heat show that they just ran the other day, because,
fuck,
you know,
Cheap Heat.
I love Lane, man. He's a great guy. He's a fucking talented, talented guy. And I just hate to see the fucking wind taken out of his sails, you know, dealing with people like that. Because they're obviously so delusional and so completely off base that a fan can see it in clear fucking view. You know, when it gets to the point where the workers really don't have to say two words for the fans to know what they're talking about as far as them legitimately getting screwed, no work, and how horribly unprofessional the business that they're working in is, then it's way beyond repair. So,
yeah. They should just pack up and not do it, not have a show this year. They shouldn't even run a show
2011. Yeah. Right. Well, it's 2011, but yeah, I hear you.
Same shit, though.
We're going to go ahead. I'm going to play our first video of the night. I'd like you to, Eric, play one of the two song parodies that I have, and then I think everybody will see more or less what the, you know, the small overtone theme is tonight, and, you know, we'll come back and go from there. Hopefully, hope to God, sign of the cross, that these videos work tonight, because I hate running inside and holding my phone to the speaker of my computer. It's really aggravating. So, pray to God. Play the clip. Let's go, Eric.
In a here. Oh, she made it sad. Don't think cause I'm not allowing you kept those virgins in heaven. Man, that's some shit. Now I'm gonna yell, Osama, burn in hell, Osama. Fuck you, Osama.
Yeah, so in case you guys didn't notice, what we're talking about a little bit tonight, I got to air out my opinion on everything, but other than that, we're going to be talking wrestling like we always do. But obviously, the big news, of course, I had to fuck with Reggie, but the big news come Monday morning when everybody woke up was the fact that our military, our Navy SEALs went over there, they did the job, and they finally killed Osama bin Laden, and it's a big thing. I mean, it's been so long in the making. Of course, I mean, it's so distant from people for the most part. I mean, everything that happened back in 2001, it was so substantial that this long afterwards, it became almost an afterthought, and I, for one, was definitely skeptical when I first heard it. And I thought, man, this is some old publicity shit. I mean, the guy probably died years ago. They had said years ago he was on dialysis and this and that. And wow, they just got rid of the body before they barely told us, and the body's gone and shit. But then I thought about it, and I learned a little more, and I heard into it. And just from my perspective, I think, yeah, without question, 100% legit. This guy's gone. This guy got what he deserved. And the last thing he saw was an American soldier. And that was the last sight that he deserved to see. And that was the end of his life. And from what I understand, they buried him at sea because, for those of you that don't understand, because I sure didn't when I first heard it, they buried him at sea because, and so fast, because the thing was, is in the Muslim religion, which, Obama didn't want to disrespect, just because this person is completely deplorable and doesn't deserve any respect, doesn't mean that you need to disrespect his whole religion in the process. So in the Muslim religion, you have to be buried within a day of dying. So they had to do something with the body immediately. They weren't going to turn it over to anybody, let them make decisions. They weren't going to let somebody put it in the ground and make a memorial. They weren't going to give anywhere, any place, any homage, any shrine be erected. So this guy got fucking put in the ocean. I don't know how they do that. I don't know if they tie bricks to him or shit, or I don't know how they do that. But he's fish food now. And, they had to do that just to make sure that there was nowhere that somebody can go and actually respect that spot. And he's gone. So thank God. And you got to respect our military. You know, I thank every one of them for doing what they do out there because, not a lot of people want to be involved in that. I mean, we've lost so many people. We've spent billions, trillions of dollars in order to get this done. And it's not over. I mean, this is one guy. This was the top of the ladder. But he was the face of this whole incident. And he had to go.
Right, he's the reason why that motherfucker deserves to rot in fucking hell for the rest of his goddamn fucking life. That son of a fucking bitch.
Well, now he'll have his chance. And
Good.
Yeah, this is just, my way of thanking, everybody that was involved in that. And for everybody that's been, crazy hard on President Obama, y'all need to ease up a little bit because this is something that nobody else could really accomplish. And I know, the interrogations, a lot of stuff started years ago, but when it came time for the trigger to be pulled, instead of bombing an entire area and killing a whole lot of innocent people and leaving people with uncertainty, ground troops were sent in with a completely precise, operation.
Location.
Right. And got shit done.
I wonder if somebody inside of Obama's cabinet at that time knew that there was going to be something going on and knew that there was a possibility before Obama even, you know, said the words of go ahead, take care of it. You know, I mean, I wonder if anybody from his cabinet knew what was going to happen and what the reaction of the American people would have been had they, you know, had it been successful. I wonder.
Well, no,
if somebody...
from what I understand, from my perspective, is nobody knew. The guys that got sent in, the Navy SEALs that got sent in, knew they were getting sent in to get the enemy. They didn't know what enemy. There's code words used and everything like that, and I don't think until the very operation went off they actually knew who was inside that building. Everything's very, very close, you know, within a small range of people. So that's from what I understand what actually happened.
Now, here's the thing, too. And, I mean, it's a small win for the American people, but you got to remember one thing. All those people that died on 9/11, all those other, you know, all those people that died over in Afghanistan, they're never going to get their kids back. You know what I mean? The ones that have passed away. And if this motherfucker never did any, you know, terrorism is a terrible word, a terrible thing to do. And it's awful the way that people think about this. You know what I mean? Like, to terrorize people for what reason? For power? For respect? That takes a fucking real asshole and a real fucking unhuman act to create that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Terror.
These people fucking have some asshole are fucking. There's something wrong with these people.
But you know, the other thing, I just got to point out, because you know, right before all of this went down, and this is, you know, part of the reason why I was skeptical when it first happened, because everybody was doing nothing but targeting Obama and where's your birth certificate, and all of this, even as far as Donald Trump with his punk ass. Man, it wasn't some shit that I would normally speak on, because I'm really not all that political, and really I just don't gear this show that way. But I think that's one of the dumbest, most racist fucking things that this fucking country has ever done. Do you think they'd be fucking carding fucking McCain? If McCain got in, they'd wait a couple months and then they go, "Where's your fucking birth certificate? We want proof. We want proof." That's, to me, the equivalent of pulling a black guy over because he's black. Let me see your ID and license. And, yo, you know, what are you pulling me over for? I don't know, man. Just let me see your shit. That's the same thing. I mean, whether you like this guy as president or not, just a whole shitload of people rallying to prove you're a citizen.
That's,
man,
fucking stupid as hell.
How easy do you think it is to fucking get in to be president? Do you think you could really sneak over the fucking Mexican border, fucking win fucking presidency,
and
just be illegal?
Welcome to Tucker Bell. May I have your order? Oh, you want to be president? I'd be president.
It's just, that shit just does not fly, man. And to question a guy who's been fucking elected president by the fucking people of this country, you might not have been one of those people, but come on, man, with that,
hey,
show me a birth certificate or you don't, come on. As long as Bush fucked this place up, y'all should have been fucking testing his motherfucking IQ, let alone fucking somebody showing a birth certificate, because
yeah,
this guy could barely speak fucking English. And I can't understand. Yeah, I'm sure Obama isn't doing some things the right way. But who did? Who did everything the right way?
Here's the thing, though, Jay. Like, when he was a senator, why the fuck didn't they ask him where the fuck his birth certificate? When he was a senator, you know?
Didn't matter, because the black guy wasn't president.
Right.
You better show me your papers. That's the bullshit. It's complete bullshit.
And it's the same people that go, "Oh, we hate racism. We hate our racism." And then it's the same motherfuckers that are like, "Oh, man, where the hell is your birth certificate? Are you even from this country? Did you run a show? Did you want a show in 2010?
I mean, I just don't understand the mentality of fucking people. Whether you voted for him or not, there were people who voted for Kerry. They got fucking Bush. They had fucking recounts and every fucking thing else. This guy fucked up everything he did. He couldn't even fucking speak to the fucking people. You'd look at him and go, is this fucking guy retarded? And he just buried this fucking company. I don't care who followed that shit. That's like if motherfucking...
Look at Al Gore. Look at the whole thing with Al Gore. Al Gore was supposed to win. Was you know, if you watch any documentaries by Michael Moore, you know, he even says that Al Gore won. But because, you know, his brother Jeb Bush was running the votes over in Florida, that's why Bush won the first one.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could talk a lot of that. But overall, here's my thing with Obama. All right, he had the worst act to follow, period. Like, he had an opener, an eight-year opener, that shit the fucking bed, that completely fucking bombed. So how the fuck do you follow that? Yeah, I know he said change. I know he said change. And I if everybody was really that stupid, they just thought he was going to fucking get, you know, put into the Oval Office and everything was going to immediately change, then apparently you guys watched too much fucking I Dream of Jeannie, because I can't imagine where you thought that shit was just going to happen overnight. You know, you're going to see some change. You're hopefully going to see some of this. And, of course, everybody, you know, the gas prices go up and they're like, fuck that President Obama. This is bullshit. Look at the size of the fucking price. The price of this gas.
Yeah, but look at this.
You really think he's sitting at the fucking desk going, how much should I make gas cost today? There's a lot of shit going on in this fucking country. And honestly, I think the president's biggest job is the fucking title of scapegoat. And that's, you know, that's just what I see, man.
Right.
That's just what I see. It's you know, there's a lot of other people involved.
But Bush did that same shit. Bush fucking, you know, when Bush was president, every time this around summertime, fucking gas goes up. They weren't fucking blaming Bush, but no, they blame Obama. They have no fucking problem blaming Obama.
Of course, man. It's just ridiculous. I just, you know, I can't really, you know, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it. Of course, there's going to be hate.
Yeah.
But it's
going to be hate wherever you go. There's going to be hate wherever you go. What are you going to do about it, though? You know what I mean?
I guess the best way to segue out of this topic is to play another clip. And I guess we'll play another. Actually, you know what? Let's go on a lighthearted bit. My boy Sigas, he's a hilarious upcoming comedian, and he has a character where he dresses up as an old woman. Her name is Esther Lane, and here is her recap on how Osama got killed.
So here it is.
Let's go.
Hi, everybody. This is going to be a fast video because I got to watch my legal stories. You know how I do. Anyway, Paco! Thank you, baby. You're so sweet with your fine stuff. Go ahead. Yeah! I'm sorry about that, y'all. Anyway, I'm just here to tell y'all I did it. That's Nucci. Nucci, sit your ass down when I tell you. Y'all, I'm going to beat my grandson ass if you do that one more time. So, I killed him, y'all. I did it. I finally got his ass. I killed Osama Tubbs and Titan. I went over there. I'm going to tell y'all the story. Paco! I need my smoke. I'm sorry. I always take a puff pass before my Marlboro. Wrong way. Ooh, it tastes just like bleaching eggs. Anyways, babies, I also want to tell y'all how I killed this bastard Osama Bin Laden. This is how I killed him. Okay, me, Nucci, Cletus, Leroy. Leroy is my second cousin from my first sister, Miss Beth. Miss Beth is an old bitch. Back to the story. We went up there to Afghanistan, Atlantistan. It was just real hot. I went to go get my hair permed by some camels. So we land in Afghanistan, and I'm walking around hot as hell. I don't know what the hell. They got their own sun over there in Afghanistan. They got 19 suns over there. Y'all don't know that, do y'all? They don't tell y'all that in the geometry classes y'all be taking. They got 19 suns over there. I go over there to Afghanistan, and I saw, y'all think I'm lying, I saw a walking waste basket. I said, oh my God, they got walking waste baskets up here. This is really crazy, for real. I looked over there again, it was a man in a big ass turban. The turban was about 7 feet tall, it looked like Shaq's penis. Now, don't make fun of me, okay? I had told him, let me take another swig of my drink. I said, excuse me, Mr. Man, how you get your hair done like that? I've been going to the hair salon for 15 years. I keep asking them for the Marge Simpson. They say they don't do that. How you get the Marge Simpson? And he going to look at me talking about infidel, 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 American infidel. I said, I ain't no infant. First of all, I'm 86 years goddamn old. I'm old enough to be your great-great-grandmother. Now, you better get out of my face with all them name calls before I butt you in your face. You know what that broski's going to tell me? He going to tell me. Again, I go, beep, 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 and start le 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 le. I said, I don't like that le 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 le. Only way I like le 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 is with me and my husband, Luther, 54 years. So he was disrespecting me off the bat. Talking about some le le le, licking his tongue at me. I don't take disrespect. So I got my gun, and I bust him upside his face. Now, I know violence is not the answer. Unless somebody don't pick up. So I bust his ass upside the face. That turban hit like an airplane. And then 15 ninjas jumped out. You think I'm lying to you? 15 ninjas jumped out. I said, oh, now, come on, sucker. I put my hands up and I got up on them. And I put it all up on them. I put it up all up on them. They had AK-47s. I said, you can have AK-47s, AK-57s. You can have Western Eagle. You can even have the gangs they got on Halo Reach. I don't give a damn. I got my gat, and I got my gat, and I got my bat, and I got my bat. I ain't got time for the foolishness. So I clapped my hands, and I said, Luther, Nucci, Cletus, Leroy, my sister's brother, that bitch, cousin, whoever he is, I forget, because I got dementia and Alzheimer's. Whoever he is, I said, get him. And we all start whooping ass. I start whooping all them ninjas' asses. And then he said, la, 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 again, and some tanks came. Y'all think I'm lying. Tanks came, helicopters came, and I did a bungee jump kick in the sky, knocked down the helicopter. You think I'm lying. Then I got my gat, and I started blowing caps all around there. By the end of the night, all half of Afghanistan was blew the hell on up, and Afghanistan know where I stand, F the Green. So I killed Osama, and I want my check, Obama. Don't send it to this here address because I got some unpaid parking tickets and all that deal. So I need you to put it in my sister's name and don't send that check over here. Put it in, put it to, what's my sister's name? Paco! What's her name?
Starkeisha.
Yeah, Starkeisha. Put it in Starkeisha Maybelline Green name. She got 19 of them. Kids, she a big old hoe. But put it in her name, she gonna give it to me because I got some debts and some tickets and I can't be paying all that stuff. So y'all ahead put it in their name for me. Cause me and Obama go back. Y'all don't know I knew his mother. His mother owed me $42. You think I forgot? I didn't forget, Obama. You're talking about change. We gonna change. No, I need my change. Tell your mother to pay me. Anyways, I know she's gone, y'all, rest in peace, but, I'm going to go ahead and go now because I'm waiting for that check, and, I'm y'all new national hero, Miss Esther Green. I missed you, baby. I love you all so, so much. Now, excuse me while I go beat my grandson ass for making that noise earlier. No!
Yeah, that's my boy Sickers. So, right back on that happy note, get me laughing and shit.
We have some new people in the chat room that we've never seen before. I've never seen before.
Who them?
I don't know. I mean, hold on. We got some. Somebody named Bradley and Christopher.
Okay. Well, anybody got questions in the chat room, feel free to put them in there. And then I have my man Eric read them off to me because I'm outside in the yard in front of the fire chilling. So that's what it is. Back to the show. I got a little bit to say about WWE, which we haven't really touched yet. And
who? Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Mike Jones.
But yeah, that's it's a little company that they got over there in Connecticut. They go all over the place. They're pretty.
Does Billy work for them? Does Billy work
who?
For them? Billy.
Nice. He should. He should.
Definitely.
However, no, not yet. But on Sunday, they had some stuff happen. A lot of titles changed hands.
Too much.
Some
too much.
For not long. Some not for long. Some not for long. You know, one big thing they had the whole start with the woman thing. They had the whole Layla, Michelle McCool, you know, loser leaves match. Oh, I mean, it was all over the internet already that Michelle McCool wanted time off to go hang out with her, you know, her taker. And, you know, that was that. So that was going to happen. Finally, we got the debut of Karma. And she came in, you know, hit the big move. What do they call that in the WWE?
I don't know.
Maybe the broom? The broom? I don't know.
I think so.
It used to be in TNA, they called it the Implant Buster. But I know WWE's PGs, it's got to be something else. Well, she hit her with that, John, and then that was it. So she got the big send-off. So finally we get Karma in there. She does the big move. She's running the squash stuff that I wanted her to run, you know, when they brought her in. So right now I'm really happy with what they're doing with her. Someone I'm never happy with, Christian, won the world title. And you had a bunch of people rejoicing and, you know, doing the whole thing, like his old entrance when it was Christian. Like, it did the whole thing. And then everybody was freaking out. Everyone was having a great time with it. Oh, finally, Christian got a title. Finally, Christian got a title. The great part about all of that is it lasted 2 days. Well, on TV, it lasted just shy of a week. But, yeah, big spoiler, SmackDown taping. Watch your Friday show tomorrow, and you'll see your boy Christian lose that title to Randy Orton. So, so much for that, huh? Funny. He's not deserving of a world title. I mean, maybe a TNA world title, and that was fine. Who cares about that? But as far as WWE world titles, there's no way in hell. There's really no reason for that. I think it was more or less a slap in the face of Matt Hardy, because now, out of the Edge and Christian, Matt Hardy, or Hardy's feud, out of those four people, the only person without a WWE title is Matt Hardy, which I do find funny, quite honestly. But that was that. Of course, the other title, you had The Miz lose his title to John Cena, because no one's seen John Cena with a title before, so it's you know, it's like a fresh storyline. It's something no one's ever seen before. Maybe he'll make a belt with the middle part spin around in a circle. I don't know. I'm having like a premonition. I'm seeing maybe that happen in the future. I don't know. Just trying to help him innovate, like John Rare.
Maybe on the middle of the picture, it'll have a picture of Reggie, and it'll have the frying pan on the outside.
Right. Not really sure what else happened at that pay-per-view. I really didn't get a chance to watch it, honestly. I kind of forgot it was happening.
Yeah, me too.
So,
let me think what else happened. Oh, John Cena broke the news that Osama bin Laden was killed. He broke
that
news.
Oh, that's right. It's so awkward. In a PG show, he gets to, you know, in a PG way, break to the audience of half children that, yeah, we killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, we
killed
hilarious.
That. pretty hilarious. Well, the following night, go ahead.
Who did Sin Cara wrestle on the pay-per-view or no?
I don't think so, honestly. I don't. Oh, another title change. Kofi Kingston beat Sheamus for the title. What is that, an IC or a US title?
But
Sheamus beat Daniel Bryan. What belt did he have?
U.S. Championship.
U.S. Championship. Kofi beat Sheamus for the U.S. Championship, which can go several ways. Could either be the way to boost Sheamus back up to the main event, or it could be another demotion for Sheamus. I don't know what happens backstage. You know, Kofi's obviously getting a little more in the good graces again. It's obviously another way to, you know, move the titles where they need to go after a draft as well. We'll see where that goes. And then they had, on the Monday following, pretty much a two-hour blowjob. I've never seen a two-hour blowjob.
It was fucking awful. It was awful. 2 hours. I think they had two matches. Two matches in 2 hours.
I mean, you know,
they had
I don't
boy
mind
LeBron.
Porn, you know. I've watched my share of porn through the years, but I've never sat through watching a two-hour blowjob. Thank God for the DVR, because I could not watch that much sucking cock. And what is the reason for the WWE doing, like, a two-hour birthday tribute to a guy who's 39?
Yeah, like, they better do this. They better do this every year.
Are they going to do this again for The Rock next year at the Big 40?
Everybody should get a birthday bash every year.
It's fucking weird, though. Like, you know,
everybody,
you didn't see Shawn Michaels, you didn't see Undertaker getting a 39-year-old bash. You didn't see any of that shit going. What is this 39-year-old birthday bash? What kind of shit did this guy have in his new contract? Like, fuck, man. Oh, I'll never leave you guys again. Why? Because they're going to throw me a 39-year-old birthday party and fucking probably give me the fucking title again before I leave for as long as I want. I'll probably take the title to movie sets and you guys will retire that shit and I'll just keep it. And then you guys will have just like a tag titles and stuff, you know? I don't get what the fuck this is all about. I think it's ridiculous. I don't know, man. I mean, what do you think about the birthdays?
I think everybody should get a birthday bash. Everybody. even Bryan Danielson. Hey, they should be like, this is your life. Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, they'll
fucking
be like, happy birthday.
Fucking
you're fucking fired because the crowd doesn't care about you.
Everybody should get a birthday bash because every week they have a birthday bash on every week.
Because
you know why? You know why? It would be a birthday bash because it's already what a birthday bash show would be. It sucks cock.
Right, absolutely. One thing that I liked was pretty much the big thing that I liked the night before was Karma destroying Maryse.
Definitely.
They had a little bullshit match with Maryse and who the fuck?
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. And Kelly just sat in a corner looking scared, and Maryse got hit with the implant buster or broom or whatever the fuck she calls it, and then she laughed at the other chick, and she went home. All she needs to do is just kill one bitch a night, you know? That's her quota, is one bitch a night. So...
Right.
It's not that she's not interested in killing her. She'll kill her later, you know, whenever her name comes up on the docket. You know, it's just then another SmackDown spoiler. Alicia Fox comes up on that docket tomorrow night. So she'll come out and she'll squash fucking Alicia Fox, just like her fucking sister needs to be in Tough Enough. Fucking squashed, because that bitch fucking, she tried to leapfrog a chick and almost broke that chick's fucking neck on fucking, and then they decided to get rid of the old school Christian fucking skid mark and shit. Instead, they got rid of that guy because they don't want an old school. evil Christian, and neither do I. But either way, fucking Alicia Fox's sister is just as much garbage as Alicia Fox fucking years ago. Alicia Fox's sister has had probably at least three years fucking Florida Championship training. And she fucked a leapfrog up so bad, she just like, it was like a single mid-ring Bronco Buster, but they're trying to do a leapfrog. She just like cross-bumped her in the face.
Yeah, she'll be the next women's champion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, women's champion. Absolutely. Hopefully she has a better lineup of who her favorite wrestling match was. And it would be somewhat understandable if she was the one that stood in front of Stone Cold and said, my favorite match was Melina and Alicia Fox, because at least she's related to one of those fucking people. However, you know, that's not the person that said it. Obviously, that
maybe,
chick is gone,
maybe,
thank God. But
yeah. Maybe the person that said it was only trying to get points because her, Alicia Fox's sister is, you know, one of her, you know, castmates. You know what I mean?
Well, they got rid of her real early, so that was good.
Wasn't she the first cut? She was like the first cut, I think.
Yeah, I think she was the first cut.
I'm
first,
not a fan of
her third.
Okay.
M-Dog was the second.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they wanted a wrestler there. They want someone who they can claim victory on making. Like, I made this guy. I did what I did. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. That's more or less that. But yeah, this fucking Monday, holy shit, I don't know how much they could blow the Rock. I mean, you know, to see the amount of people that showed up, of course, you know, big up to the Miami Heat, those my boys. So I was really happy to see them represent. Of course, the Rock's from Miami, they were in Miami, and, you know, real, real big shit there with, you know, my Miami Heat, the 2011 NBA World Champions to come. You know, for all y'all that don't know, Nell over there, you know, Sabian fucking around with them Celtics. Yeah, bad move, son. And, you know, all them Knick guys, all them dirty, rotten scoundrels fucking with the Knicks, y'all already got sent home. You know, it's
what's
all ridiculous.
What's the series on that?
They may have played tonight. I ended up meaning to check that when I got home tonight, and then I started looking at wrestling stuff to talk about tonight, and I believe they play tonight, honestly. So we won the first two games.
We were
a 2-0 start on the Celtics tonight, who just swept the Knicks, for all you New Yorkers out there. And, yeah, so don't know.
Fuck the Knicks, yes. Fuck them.
Yeah, I would figure right now, tonight, we're either, if we did play, we're either 3-0 or 2-1, which is still isn't a bad thing. We started off winning our home games, and that's how you want to start a series. So that's what that is. But anyway, I mean, they had fucking Ellen DeGeneres. They had motherfucking Regis and Kelly. They had Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, who else did they have? They had somebody
the amount of bitch-ass motherfuckers that don't give a shit about wrestling that showed up on the fucking wrestling show to go, happy birthday, Dwayne.
They had the guy.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Just tons of gay shit, dude. Like, they really just might as well have just blew him in the middle of the ring and then continued their show, because I can't understand. And Kelly would have been down for that, because she's blown half the locker room already, so.
Right.
Maybe Melina
too. You know what I mean?
Melina, she would just have to get quick permission from Morrison, and he's cool with that. He let Batista and Mike Knox smash, so he'd be fine with that. Someone you don't want to let smash, rumor has it, like strong rumor, seems like pretty much the truth. It's a shame to switch gears a little bit, but Desmond Wolf, Nigel McGuinness, rumor has it that he has Hep C, and that's why you haven't seen him. That's why he's not wrestling. It's been talked about concussion, this, that. But rumor has it he has Hep C, and he's not wrestling because of that. I hope I'm wrong. I really do, because I'm only saying stuff that I heard as far as he goes. I don't know that for sure, but it's a big enough rumor. I've heard it enough times that people are pretty much settled on that. I got to think that that's actually what happened. It's just a shame, man. Diseases are starting to really run wild in wrestling, as you know, just as wild as deaths have run, and it's pretty terrible. So if that's the truth, man, it's a shame. It really is. So
it is big time.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that too or what.
Well, you had told me earlier in the week about that. So who knows? You know, I mean, who knows? I mean, that could be the internet just saying some stuff just to say it.
I hope it is.
Yeah, hopefully.
I hope
the
internet's wrong, and I'll be glad to fucking point out that flaw on the next coming weeks that was completely false. I'll be glad to say that shit because such a talented wrestler. And, I mean, I guess it's something that happens. Like I said, the more fish in the pond, you know, you're going to have some fish that don't make it. You're going to have some diseased fish. You're going to have some aggressive fish. There's so many different things that come with having that many fish in a pond. There's really just so many different possibilities because of the more you populate an area, the more possibilities of different things going wrong, as well as the more possibilities of things are going well. I mean, you're bound to find a superstar. The more people you pack into an area, one of those people are going to be really fucking special, or several of those people are going to be really special. But in the same token, a couple of those might have real tragedies attached to them, and it's really hard to see which one is which. Well, I figure another good spurt of talking. We'll go on another clip and line out another great song parody surrounding our recent victory over the Taliban.
I bleed American, unite and we stand tall. I heard Osama said can't shave his beard at all. Never took a shower, he smelled like a urinal. I hope that dirtbag took a shotgun to the ball.
Ow!
Suck on it, we saved a bullet for you. You'll be missed like Hitler's missed by a Jew. Osama, I bet you dropped a deuce when they came for you. Osama, I hope you are fish food. They're nibbling on you now. Osama, there's no more running. Now that you're dead, we'll raise a beer to you. Good. Looks like Bin Laden got his final curtain call. I bet they had to clean his brains up off the wall. They threw you out to sea because of Islamic law. I would have tortured you with a can of grease and rub a fist like some old school prison abuse. With a twist, when you're done, you'll have to spoon. Osama, I bet you dropped a deuce when they came for you. Osama, I hope you are fish food. They're nibbling on you now. Osama, there's no more running. Now that you're dead, we'll raise a beer to you. Goodbye. Adios.
I'm Barack Obama, and I endorse this record.
Yeah, another good one. That's another thing I thought was really, really funny. It was, Pakistan's whole, statement and thing. They played both sides where it was like, you just shouldn't have come in here and just did things without asking us first. But I am very happy that you have done this. Like, you guys are out your motherfucking life. Like, you know goddamn well someone would have tipped them off. This shit was like a mile away from a fucking Pakistani military facility. Like, you motherfuckers knew he was there. Stop playing stupid. You know what I mean? And then, I just wish you would have told me. I would have baked you a cake. If I knew you was coming, I would have baked a cake, my friend. Like, that shit would have not went down, man. We couldn't have let y'all know. So, and then I was like, but I am very happy. This guy was very, very bad. Very, very bad. That motherfucker. So, it's just funny the way it goes
fuck
down.
Bin
like,
Laden.
Yeah, people
fuck
start
Bin.
Talking a whole lot of shit, and then in the end, it is what it is. It is what it is. Gone.
Fuck Bin Laden. Fuck him.
Yeah. That's and that was some funny shit too. I seen Jon Stewart said on The Daily Show or whatever.
Yeah, Daily Show, Jon Stewart, yep.
He said he did a whole segment on this shit, and he was like, he's like, a lot of people say that this is just gonna, this is gonna erupt some more violence, and there's gonna be a big backlash, and they're gonna get revenge, and he's like, someone who's not gonna see it? Fucking Osama, because he's in the fucking ocean and now he lives in a pineapple under the sea. So he's not going to be seeing a fucking thing if there is any revenge. So I thought that was fucking hilarious. But that's bottom line. Yeah, if there's revenge, it's not going to be on his fucking orders. And, this fucking coward said a million times that we would never put a bullet in him. His men would shoot him dead before we ever got to him, out of their honor. Well, he's a fucking coward. He's sending people on suicide missions, and he's fucking sitting back. He never fucking committed suicide before we got him. We fucking got him, period. Bottom fucking line. He saw stars and fucking stripes on somebody's lapel before he fucking met his maker, and that's it, man. That's straight up it. So good luck with them fucking 72 fucking virgins that you think you're getting, you fucking retard. So, yeah. Wrestling. I'm going to next weekend. I'm going to obviously we'll have the show before then, so I'll be hyping that a lot more than I am tonight. But I will be going to the New Japan show over there in Railway on Friday, watching Jushin Thunder Liger and Tiger Mask take on Low Ki and Homicide. I cannot fucking words cannot describe how excited I am for that show. And then I will be attending CCW show on Saturday in South Philadelphia at the arena, of course. And the thing I'm definitely the most excited for that is Masada versus Sami Callihan. So beyond that, again, I'll go over the card next week, and we'll get into different things that I like and I do not like over the on-paper booking of that show. And but either way, I am attending both shows. They will be supported by me this coming weekend.
Right. Or next weekend.
Not this coming. I mean, the following weekend. And, that's what it is there. What else you got, Eric? You got anything else?
I got really nothing else to say. All I got to say is fuck old Bin Laden. Fuck him.
Yeah. No, I agree. We got a lot of friends out there in the internet radio community. And that's why I find it funny. When sometimes, you'll see a show and they're like, oh, you're just saying you don't like us because your competition is. Like, no, you know what? We're really not competition. We're really not. Sometimes we get a couple hundred downloads. I'm fucking hugely proud of that. I'm for that many people to fucking listen to my ass fucking blab on and on about fucking whatever I think. I thank every one of you. I can't say enough for, you know, how much this shit means to me. Week in and week out, it's one of the things I have to look forward to and just fucking vent. I get to just fucking get on the radio and vent. Never thought that shit would be possible. So this is just great.
By the way, who does the show? Who? Mike Jones.
Right. So, you know what I mean? But, you know, for people to be able to listen to me just vent once a week, you know, it's definitely one of the highlights of my week. It's definitely, you know, a good escape for me during the week where I get to actually just do what I do. And, you know, before, you know, we wrap things up or anything like that, anybody in the chat room got any questions, you know, shout them shits out immediately. And, let Eric talk to me, and I'd be more than happy to talk about it. I'll just keep talking, you know, in the meantime, but feel free to throw what up. You know, like I said, a lot of friends in the fucking internet radio community. You know, our very closest, you know, is definitely always, and my very favorite outside of this show myself is the Wrestling Soup. Joey Numbers and Anthony Missionary Thomas have done a phenomenal job, and they continue to do so. They didn't put on a show last Thursday, but they put on a great show on Sunday that cracked my shit up right after that Extreme Rules pay-per-view. A funny story.
Okay, we got a question.
Go ahead. Okay.
And this is a funny one. Nicole wants to know, why is Juan such a slut?
Just, you know, he can't settle on one girl, you know? He sees lots of options out there and just doesn't know the right one for him. And he's searching, you know? He's like, I don't know, you know? He's more or less just like he's a journeyman.
Oh, boy. Juan wants to ask this question. Why
okay.
did Nicole, why, and this is exactly how it's said, why did Nicole loves me?
Okay, well, that's not English, Juan. And Nicole loves Toby. Okay, so I hope that answers your question. Nicole loves Toby, and that's not English. Feel free to ask more questions. Anyway, yeah, like I said, the Wrestling Suit, man, they didn't do a show on Thursday. They did a show on Sunday after the pay-per-view. And they actually, you know, I hadn't listened to it because I didn't get a chance to listen to it live Sunday night. And it was probably Tuesday or Wednesday. And then when I heard the whole news, my original thing, and you'll see we closed the show with that, is, man, I'm going to play the America Fuck Yeah song off of the Team America movie. And I was like, shit, the only other guys that would do that would be Wrestling Soup. I didn't listen to Sunday. I hope they don't do that on Thursday. So that shit comes up on my iTunes. The name of the show is America Fuck Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. So for a day or so, I was like, I can't do it. I can't. And I was like, nah, I'll use it anyway. We'll close the show with that.
Lane has a question.
Okay.
Why is Insane Lane such a cool dude?
Well, oh snap. It's hard to say, man. It's just hard to say. Just speaks for itself, man. He's a talented athlete, amazing personality, wrestling ability, deathmatch ability, some stuff that just can't
Great.
Be matched by others with a small amount of talent and a box cutter.
Huh.
That's more or less what I could say. You know, it takes more than a card-carrying KKK member to make a guy like that. I think it takes a guy to make that guy. It doesn't take some other fucking clan member to make that guy. some clan members are lucky enough to employ a guy like that. But it's obviously made by the man that is Insane Lane himself.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing, just chilling out.
Oh, it just sounded like you threw your bag in, you threw your phone in a bag of potato chips or something. I didn't know what happened.
Oh, I'm just sitting right here, sitting, relaxing.
Okay. Sound like the ruffles had ridges. That's okay.
Yeah, I hear that too. I hear that too. And I think that's something with the connection, because I'm now that you said that, I'm hearing that too.
Okay, now it's pretty clear right now. But yeah, man. Another thing I want to shout out definitely is my man over at the Real Side of Wrestling. That's John Gray. And you can check him out on realsidemedia.com or, you know, blogtalkradio.com/realsidemedia. Yeah, man, they do that show. They had Billy on like 2 weeks ago, something like that. He runs a good show, you know, gave us a shout-out. And I think he runs a good show over there.
Does he put his stuff to iTunes or no?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe you could get it there. You get it on iTunes, but you could probably link off of his own website on realsidemedia.com. He doesn't try to get cheap heat or anything like that. Dude, Jerry Wiseman over there, and the Bell Ring Show. He does a good job over there too. You know, he was the one to run the huge controversial Ian Rotten interview. Yeah, he does a good job, man. He don't really try to, like, just shit on everybody every week. So, of course, a lot of people are like, well, who is he going to rip apart this week? Well, that's not necessarily what he does. He had somewhat of a vendetta. He had to cross the burn with Ian Rotten, no pun intended. But, he went out there and he got Ian Rotten pretty good, which was something that not a lot of people could do. It's kind of a hard one to get, because I sure as shit, if I was the type of person that did so many people wrong like Ian Rotten was, I sure as shit wouldn't have came on the fucking radio and just let somebody fucking just date
right.
me. So.
Maybe he got paid. Maybe he got paid to do that.
It's possible. You couldn't have paid me enough. Well, yeah, maybe you could have paid me enough. I don't know, man. I don't think that many people have that many bad things to say about me. I give the chat room as well as anybody else the fucking opportunity to tell me what I'm doing wrong or say whatever they want to me, and I'll definitely respond. But Ian Rotten, man, he laid quite a bed for himself, so you got to lay in it. In the end, you got to lay in it.
Right.
Anything else? Questions? Anything?
Juan said, do pimps cry?
Do pimps cry?
Yeah.
Sometimes when the bitches get diseases and they can't make no more money and your phone's dying, and you get a... your phone's about to be shut off and the chick just told you she got the hurt. That's just got to make a pimp cry a little bit, because the money ain't going to come in and the phone company don't care about your problems. So that's probably going to stop customers from coming in. And you're asking me questions I have no way of actually answering because I've never been a pimp. But
Juan wants to know. I guess he wants to be, maybe working that. I don't know.
Are you trying to work in that? Well,
I mean,
it's hard to be a pimp and a slut at the same time, so I don't really know which role you want to play. You might want to, I mean, you already got the slut label
on.
You might want to pull tricks.
All right, Juan's asking some ridiculous questions now. He wants to know, do you like turtles?
Turtles?
Yeah.
I like Steve the Turtle Weiner. He's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. Don't call him Wiener, though, like Eric and shit. You don't like that shit. Turtles, the fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was off the hook back then. They would tell you to head out with the helmet. The motherfuckers that, they eat a shitload of pizza. You know, they hung out with rats. Rats is cool, you know. You know about rats, Juan.
Oh,
you
know? Whoa.
And, you know,
Bonnie?
There's a lot of rats out there. They ain't just got one name. They got, you know, a lot of names. I mean, the turtles hung out with a dude rat. I don't know what to say about that, but it's all good.
Lane's asking some questions. If a brick didn't know how to sit on walls no more, what would you ask it?
Jesus Christ. Fuck, Lane. I mean, what kind of philosophical shit you asking me? If the brick didn't know how to sit on the wall, shit. You got me, man. I don't know, man. The brick don't know how to sit on somebody might have shit that brick. I don't know, man. Some people say they shitting bricks. They ain't sitting on walls. I know that much. crazy questions. You know it's getting late in the night when you ask people like that and you get responses like that.
Oh, boy. Lane wants to know, is Wu-Tang Clan really nothing to fuck with?
I believe, you know, due to, you know, the popular belief that I do agree with is that Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. And that's what I have heard, and I do believe. You know, it's a popular vote says it ain't nothing to fuck with. That is pretty much what they say.
All right, Nicole wants to know, has a question. How does a real estate company sell its office without causing confusion?
Real estate company sells. What am I, Reggie?
How does
a real estate company sell its company without causing confusion?
No, Juan, I'm not going to ask that question.
A for sale sign on the lawn is pretty much. It's pretty much what they do. You know what I mean? So a for sale, like put two for sale signs on there, and then one says, you know, this company, be like, well, this company as per this company. That's what, you know, I don't know. What question Juan want to know that you won't ask? I'll answer any.
Do you smoke weed? He fucking wants.
You're already, Juan. Come on, man. You're already. I've been blackout since, you know what I mean? Before the blackout, I've been blacked out. So, you're ready, man. Not during the show, but you're ready.
All right. Nicole wants to know, if a kid refuses to sleep during the nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest? Ha ha.
To a certain extent, but I deal with quite a bit of that over here. You know?
Can you?
I'm not like a cop. I can't just take them down. You know, you just kind of have to deal with that.
All right, Juan, another question. Can you do the robot with Shockwave?
No, I can't. No, I cannot. I can teach you the Dougie, though.
Wow, yeah. These are pretty interesting. These are pretty interesting questions.
I'm actually liking this quite a bit. What else?
Nothing. Yeah, they're just.
I stumbled.
Lane says, "I choke slam my baby if he resists arrest."
That's one way to go about it. I wouldn't recommend it.
And Juan said, "Yo, we should go smoke and set shit on fire."
Well, I'm always burning, whether it be these woods, you know, the wood over here, or whatever else. It's all good, Juan. You don't live that far away, homie. So.
Seems
like it should be more of a private message, but go ahead. What?
Oh, yeah. Nicole wants to know, do prison buses have emergency exits?
Do buses have emergency exits?
No, no, no. Prison buses have emergency exits. Prison buses.
Yeah, I think the correction officer sitting in the front seat has it, and it's called a shotgun. Honestly, that's his emergency exit from the whole situation. That's what it is. I'll take a couple more and call it a night. It's hilarious, though. I love this shit.
Yeah, there's really nothing going on right now.
Awesome. But yeah, we'll be back next week, you know, for much more hilarity. Y'all got questions. We got a couple minutes, but you know, I'm just start throwing the shit up. But you know, we'll be back for a much more hopeful hilarity comedy. Man, we're one clip away from actually getting this whole show off. With our clips. I don't know what's changed. I really don't.
Ready,
I don't know.
Hold on.
What?
You hear that?
No, I don't.
That was knocking on wood.
Oh, okay. Right. So if I try to knock on wood right now, I'd burn my hand because the shit is burning in front of me. But what I'm saying is, anyway, hopefully, you know, everything will fire on all cylinders next week. You know, it's another week, another day, another, you know, show. Koozie Kick Radio moves on. We're going to try to get some more calls next week. I would definitely like to take some more calls, whether it be people in the business or fans or friends, whatever goes on. Reggie has been suspended as of right now for a little while.
Why?
He's going to have to. Why? He's going to have to. Why? Because motherfucker's got to get his coffee up. He's got to get his energy drink on. He's got to get.
We just got to start fucking cursing him out and saying, hey, fuck you, Reggie.
That shit ain't necessary. Yeah. This kid is 16 years old, and he freaks the fuck out on YouTube all day, and then he gets on our show, and he's like, hey, guys, I ran like 3.5 miles, and they called y'all. Like, come on, man. This shit, you know, it's cool, man. I like the dude and everything like that, but my airwaves ain't made for that shit. So, anyway, but yeah, we gonna set up some shit for next week. You know, just wild out, have a good time. You know, it'll be all good. So, maybe I'll hit Nell up. You know, there's a few things we could do. Definitely check us out next week. I think we're pretty much at that point right now. I'm just going to call it a night. Nobody got anything else to say.
We're going to be going into archive in about a minute.
Okay, so definitely that's about it. For Lights Out, Eric Williams, I am J. Cat Morris. Check us out next week, Yakuza Kick Radio. Hit that last clip. Eric, and let's call tonight a success.
America. make you humble.
Let's do it.
Make him humble. Make you humble. Make him humble. And then fuck his ass. Rembrandt, I never respect the fact. Rembrandt, I never respect the kid.